This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest, Pina DeCola, has written a book called You Are Photogenic. She's a celebrity photographer, and welcome to the show, Pina.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about, first of all, your background and how you got into photography, and then perhaps how it relates to our self-image.
Well, I started very young to do the school of photography. I was one of the first women photographers in Italy. I really was. And then I worked for many, many years on the show business to make like a still photographer on sets. And I made there a lot. I did like 35 major movies and go around whole Europe. Unfortunately, I never had the chance to come here in America with a movie. And then that's why, you know, but I did a lot important movie. Started with also, I was shooting many movies that they come to shoot in Italy. They will call me, like Brian De Palma, Martin Ritt, Vincent Minnelli was a movie with her daughter Liza, the only movie that they put made together. So many stars, and I had the opportunity to meet stars. Then for 10 years I worked with a major Italian magazine in Italy with photo shoot in my studio for Italian actress or whatever I had available at that time, that there were vacation in Italy. And then I took picture everyone, all actor in Italy. So I said, okay, let's go check and learn some English and see the America. So I come and I tell you, I get in love with American. But Los Angeles especially, you know, see all the flower and everything, the weather. I never go back to Italy. I mean, for a long time, then now I go back and forth because I work for Italian magazine. So all stars here, I took so many, work a lot, and major star, small star, medium star, everything. And then that's my photography. Staff said, okay, it's a great, great thing to take picture of the stars, but I always find my approach, my photography is a little bit more deep than just take a picture of a star. So I started to research the self-image. I started to research the psychology behind what I was doing, behind the success, beyond the beauty, behind. And everybody was said, started from this and said, everyone I meet, celebrity and no, celebrity less, but I'm not photogenic. I'm not look good in picture. Take me this side. Take me to the other side. My nose is too big. I'm too fat. So I started said, oh, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are photogenic. Don't think like that. And that's what take me to start to really, really go into this, what I wrote in the book, You Are Photogenic. Why? Can I talk?
Pina, keep talking, but I was going to ask you, you know, there is a craze right now, and it has to do with selfies and people taking selfies. And as a photographer, what do you see the, you know, the reason behind that? You know, what's going on in people's minds when they're doing selfies?
Okay, that's what it is. They always think about how they perceive me, how the other perceive me, how I should look like for other, how I look for, you know, for other, never for themselves. because that's what in the mind of people there is, how do I look, what I look like, what I see, how I see myself. This is the biggest problem that I put all together and everything. Why? We don't know what we look like. As a human, our own face, our own eyes cannot see ourselves. You can see yourself only in the mirror, or other people can see you. Otherwise, you don't see your eyes, your mouth, and everything. And that's the insecurity that comes from. Why you said, you know, I look at myself in the mirror, I like myself in the mirror, and I don't like in the picture. You look yourself in the mirror, but if you can go look in the mirror, you will know what you look like, because the mirror is reverse under 80 degrees. Your right look your left, and your left look your right. So you think that's your image. It's not. But when people look at you, that's the real image. And the photography is the real image. I want to explain to you about the selfie. The selfie is a natural way to for this problem. We want to know each single moment what we look like. That's what the selfie in the past 3 years, you know, with the camera, with the smartphone, everybody available, and they keep snapped up because we need to know what we look like. We don't know. My photo image that I describe in the book is just this. If you understand your face, your body, your attitude in the real way that your brain can associate what you look like, your visual self, to who you are, what your self-esteem, your self-acceptance, you are a complete person and you can understand your true self. That's what my book is about. It's not a book on beauty, on acting, or on actor. My beauty is about understand what we look like to make a real opinion of yourself.
Pina, I'm going to ask you, is it necessary that we look at ourselves to really, to be able to love ourselves? Is that, you know, I'm thinking about Thomas Aquinas, and he was saying that we can only love something that's beautiful. And is it sometimes that we're too self-critical?
Yes, we are self-critical, but because we are accustomed, you know, we used to listen to the critical of other people. That's what it is. Okay, let's start from one thing. To understand and see something, an object in front of you, you have to have in front of you, and you have to understand that object. Then you know that object. And if you see an apple that I said, and it's, the apple is green or red, but you have to see it. If you don't see the apple, you can just imagine in your mind. If I tell you now to, I'm eating an apple, you can imagine what kind of apple I'm eating. A green apple, pink apple, or yellow apple, or whatever apple you want. But you can imagine, but you don't know. But if you have in front of you the apple and you have me in front of you, you know what it is. Now, exactly the same things for your own picture. If you have your own self in front of you and you know that that is true, this is what your knowledge is. It's not depend from the opinion of your friend and the critical point, because each critic comes from other people's point of view and their opinion. Now we are talking on the phone, but if I see you in front of me, I can have my opinion based on what you look, but based also on the feeling, the way I feel right now. If I'm happy or unhappy, or I have my issue, or I have some kind of stuff, I'm judging with who I am to you. And that's why we are critical to ourselves, because we never know what we look like, what are the opinion others, what what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to dress, how it's supposed to make up, that people like me or doesn't like me. My point, when you do the photo image, you know exactly who you are, exactly, because it's what your brain needs to understand. Now, and you are must accept, okay, then the critic or other opinion other can care less of what you look or what they said, because that's who you are. And you are much happier because it's come with your brain understand your face. When you talk in the morning in the mirror, when you look at yourself in the mirror, what happened? If you feel good on the morning, is happy, a beautiful day, you say, oh, I look beautiful today, I'm happy, and then go. But if you are a little bit depressed, you say, oh my God, look the way I look today. I look so bad, but under my eyes is this. And each day, each time you look in the mirror, you have an opinion of yourself. And this is not good for your self-image. You don't know what you look like.
We're talking so with Pina, we're talking with Pina Di Cola about her book. Pina Di Cola about her book, Are You Photogenic? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about the relationship between your self-image and how you feel.